Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the Saints and the Stones. The Saints play their NFC Championship game in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome Sunday afternoon against the Rams. And the national media is in town. The city is going to be wild this weekend. And there will be times when I'm going to be out live on Facebook for the French Quarter. I'll bring you some of the excitement and debauchery in the French Quarter, just to basically describe what it feels like to be there for those of you who aren't there, because it's going to be crazy. And there will be a lot of people. Like last weekend, a lot of local people will go down there. It's not just people from out of town. There were more local people than there were Philadelphia fans in town last weekend, all over Bourbon Street. So we'll bring some of that to you live on Facebook. And also, we're talking about the Rolling Stones. I went out at 2 o'clock this morning, got up and went over to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And I talked to some of the people who were in line. It was based on New Orleans standards, it was a cold, windy night last night on the ramp there by the Superdome. And I talked to some people who were in line. We'll hear from somebody who was actually in line early this morning, and she was going to work today. She was going there to get the tickets, and then at some point she was going to change and go to work. It was amazing because people had like these little campsites. I mean, there were no campfires, obviously, but they had food and drinks. And one lady had a bar set up, and she wanted to know if I wanted wine, beer, or a cosmopolitan. People offered me food. There was this sense of community there. And the common denominator wasn't politics. The common denominator was the music and the Stones. And one thing that really stood out in my mind, and I brought this up in the live video that I did last night, which is still on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But go down, and it was live at about 2 o'clock this morning. There was an Alabama chair, a red chair with a big A on it. And then there was an LSU chair not far away. Nobody was talking about the rivalry between Alabama and LSU. And you know, Alabama and LSU fans don't like each other. They weren't talking about that. They didn't care. They were there because of the music, the Rolling Stones. And there were so many different generations there that I can't help but think about why the Stones are so popular today with many different generations. It's not like they're doing hip new stuff. It's their stuff. I mean, every once in a while they do something kind of new, but people go not to hear anything newer from the Rolling Stones. They go to hear the classic Rolling Stones. And many people who are going there, they were not around when the Stones were first becoming popular, like I was, or baby boomer generation people were. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon about the Saints or the Stones, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And as always, I welcome those of you who are listening around the country on your tablets, your phones, and your pads. I still have a pair of tickets to give away for the game Sunday, Saints-Rams. You could be our guest there. Got a chance for you to win the tickets. Listen for Bobby Hebert's Who Dat Chant. And if you're the eighth caller to our contest line, 260-WINS, 260-9467, you win the tickets. Very quickly, let's go back to a couple of things that Sean Payton said at his press conference last hour, which we carried for you live. He was asked about Taysom Hill. And he said that, you know, this is a guy who has just been such a great addition to the Saints and outstanding. He thinks he'll be an outstanding NFL quarterback one day. He says the way the guy is in practice, they knew right away that he would be a great part of the team. And then they thought, well, maybe we'll make him part of the kicking game because he's big and he's fast. And Sean Payton talked about the energy that number 7, Taysom Hill, brings to the team and how unselfish he is as a player. And whenever he does something good on the field, it energizes not only the players on the field, but it also energizes the players on the bench. But Sean Payton had one thing to say to you, the fans who are going to be in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome Sunday. There's a lot of talk about crowd noise. You know how loud we all were last week. It was loud. Now, technically, on the decibel scale, I don't know that we're going to set the record. I mean, I guess we could always try. I think we hit somewhere around 128, 129 decibels. The record is 142, I think 142.9. And that comes from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. And even though they're an outdoor stadium, they do have the record. They won the record from Seattle, which was another outdoor stadium. For those of you who are not aware of this, the problem with setting the record in the Superdome is that the dome itself was built for concerts as well as football games. So there's an acoustic ambiance about the dome that may not allow us to actually technically break the decibel record, but there is no doubt that we bring problems to any team that plays there. So it doesn't matter if we break the record, we still have to be loud. And there's a great incentive to be loud. Sean Payton brought up something really interesting, and this is so true. He said the crowd needs to know when to make the noise. You don't make noise when they go to the line. You start making noise long before that, maybe even after the play. When they're on offense, you start making noise so they have a difficult time communicating. As soon as the play's over, don't even give them a chance to communicate. Make it difficult for them to hear. And Payton said somewhere around 15 seconds left on the play clock, at least 15 seconds left on the play clock. Man, start making your noise then, not just when they get to the line. So that'll be something to think about. And let's make sure that we follow Sean's lead on this and do that. And when they're on offense, man, let's just make noise the whole time. Because last week against the Eagles, I saw Saints fans have an impact on the game and screw the Eagles up a few times. Let's do what we can to help our defense and screw up the Rams a few times. From Mandeville, Michael, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Love your show. Glad to listen to you.
Thanks.
And who dat. I don't know if you heard the riff that the mayor of Atlanta did when she made that off-the-wall comment with the bounties and she didn't want New Orleans. Well, they're apologizing now, and they have set up a hospitality hotline for anybody from New Orleans. And the number is 404-330-6100. Again, that's 404-330-6100. And that's the mayor's office. And for anybody in New Orleans that is coming up for the Super Bowl after we beat the Rams, you can get a room in somewhere in Atlanta. Now, they got several hotels that are participating in it, but you can get a room, and the rates for a night, for Saturday and Sunday night, it's $28, and you got to pay a $3 Patriot tax on top of that. But that's it. And so,
is this a special offer for Saints fans because of what she said?
Yeah, for New Orleans people because she apologized. Yeah. It is.
$28 for a room in Atlanta?
Yeah, and you got to pay a $3 Patriot tax on top of that, too.
I see.
Yeah.
$28, and then they got to pay the $3 Patriot. I'm not that quick sometimes, Michael. I missed it right away, but I got it now.
I understand. I mean, after that smack, she was talking about a bounty or whatever, but everybody should call and try to book their room through the mayor's office right there. Soon as we win the game, I mean, they got voicemail, and they'll take your messages and get back to you, but everybody should do that. And I get that number again, it's 404-330-6100.
All right, Michael, I'm assuming that is the mayor's office. Don't call the mayor. I mean, that was a fun phone call, but don't call the mayor's office. You're not going to get a room for $28, paying a $3 Patriot, $28, $3. Yeah, I get it. Took me a minute. But that's the mayor's office. Don't call that line. And, you know, as I said yesterday, I don't blame the mayor of Atlanta for saying what she said because, well, she's the mayor of Atlanta. She's trying to attract the attention of Atlanta people, not New Orleans Saints fans. And I wouldn't have minded if our mayor had said, who do you want to come to the Super Bowl in your city? Anybody but the Falcons. I would have defended our mayor for saying that. I mean, that's kind of a human thing. So I don't blame her for that. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. When we come back, I want to take you to the audio from the video that I did live at 2 o'clock this morning outside the Mercedes-Benz Superdome when people were lined up on a cold, early Thursday morning in the dark waiting in line to get Stones tickets that went on sale at 10 o'clock today. Also, talk to Susan Cowsill from the Cowsills. You know, she lives here, is a regular listener to our show. She went down and got tickets today. So today is the day that people from Louisiana can buy tickets before they go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and that's at the Superdome box office. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Yeah, this is the stuff people go to see the Stones to hear. Not anything even relatively new. I mean, they're just still doing their classic hits. Here's a text that says, by now, Scoot, they should be called the Rolling Wheelchairs, LOL, instead of the Rolling Stones. No, man, wait. Have you seen Mick Jagger on stage? Mick Jagger is 73. He's a great grandfather. And, man, that guy makes the baby boomer generation proud because he and the others are still kicking ass. And the fact that Keith Richards is on stage, even capable of moving around, is a miracle of life. So I went to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome at 2 o'clock in the morning, and people were lined up. And I walked up to this woman, and I said, how long have you been in line?
I've been here since a little after 11:30. I came and scoped it out around 10:25, but I had to go home and take a shower and get all my stuff ready for work tomorrow.
So you're going to go to work after you get the tickets?
Yeah, I am, yeah. When I found out about this yesterday, I sent my boss an email and said, look, you know, I got some important business to take care of Thursday morning, so I'm going to be in a little bit late.
Why the Stones?
Why not? I don't know. The Stones have just been one of my favorites for a really long time, and it'll be my second time seeing them, and I like the Jazz Fest venue because you have control over how close you get and stuff, whereas when you're in an arena, you're kind of assigned to your seat.
So if you're here this early for this, you're going to be there early to get in the gate, and you're going to be close to the stage. I have that feeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm close to the I always get close to the stage, so I'm definitely going to be close to the stage for this.
All right, so I see you've got some goldfish with you. What do you brought snacks?
I brought a few snacks, yeah. I can't believe I'm on video eating goldfish. I have more grown-up snacks in here, too.
Oh, really? What's in there?
Just Tostitos and an avocado, and the people over there have some hummus, and we're just talking about pooling together our snacks.
Well, you know, out of all of this, there's in the isolated society we live in, there's a lot of camaraderie out here. It's like you're kind of become a community.
Of course, yes. All these other people that cared enough about to do this, it goes a long way.
Interesting. Are you warm?
Yeah, I'm pretty warm, yeah. I got this sleeping bag to go on Girl Scout camping trips, sleep outside.
Do you think at any point you're going to doze off?
Yes, I'm definitely going to sleep tonight because I have to be productive at work tomorrow.
All right, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That was a lady who was in line at 2 o'clock this morning outside the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And coming up, you're going to hear from a young girl. I don't know. She might have been 20-something. She was in a sleeping bag. She wasn't sleeping. I tried not to talk to the people who were actually sleeping. But she was in a sleeping bag, and she's with a group of friends, young friends, and it's interesting to hear why they were there. And that's coming up in the next half hour. I've got a text here that says, the urgency to see the Stones is because people think it's the last time they're going to see them. Well, I mean, didn't people say that the last time they came to town? I mean, how long has it been since we've been saying, hey, you better go see the Stones because this is the last time you may be able to see them? Now, while this might be the last time, seems like we've been saying that for a while. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us this afternoon with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Araby, Todd, I've got time for a quick comment before our news.
Hey, Scoot, what's happening, man? Who that?
Hey, Todd.
Well, man, say if something happens, the Rams happen to get lucky and have a big play or something, a 30-yard run, a 20-yard pass, that's when you got to start yelling. Even though, you know, you're upset about that play, you got to start yelling as soon as that play is over with and disrupt them where he can't hear.
Todd, it's a good point because I've been there when the dome gets deflated. And when the right. Eagles jumped up on top 14-0, it's like the crowd is waiting for the Saints to do something when the crowd can actually help something good happen.
Right, you got to stay alert. You got to know when we come on, man. We've been doing this too long. We got to get back in that black and gold Super Bowl, take over Atlanta.
All right, Todd. Yeah, I mean, just imagine going to Atlanta. Imagine the Saints in the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and we would be the home team. So we've talked about this week. The Saints would be in the Falcons' locker room. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Yeah, we're playing the Rams the second time. Second time around. So we played the Eagles earlier in the season. You know, it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season, the same team twice in the same season. We did it to the Eagles. Now we're challenged with beating the Rams twice in the same season. Has any other team, you know, I'm not into the stats in these details, in this much detail, but I wonder if any team has ever gone to the Super Bowl after having to beat two different teams two times in the same season. Okay, can't tell you exactly when it's going to happen, but it's got to be soon. You got to hear that Bobby Hebert Houdat chant soon because I've got to give these tickets away to the game on Sunday. Also, I want to remind you that Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and Seth Dunlop will be live. It's going to be a great show Saturday. Sports Talk, the Houdat Pep Rally, live from Rouse's. On Vets and Causeway, noon to 3 Saturday. I usually go to Trader Joe's, and then I go around the U-turn and go to that Rouse's. Because there's a few things I need to get at Rouse's as well. So they'll be out there. Bobby, Deuce, and Seth, Rouse's Market, 2900 Vets at Causeway, Saturday, noon to 3, right here on Saints Radio, WWL. By the way, I don't want to bring politics into this, so we're not going to ask a question that we thought about asking earlier. We thought about asking the question, is the Saints' offensive line a metaphor for Trump's wall? From Poplarville, Brian, you're on WWL.
Scoot, hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, we need to make as much noise in the dome on Sunday as possible.
Yes.
And what I think we need to do is when you, if you go to the concession stand and you order a beer or you order a soda or whatever, or water. You can even do this with the water if you can get like nickels or dimes in there, or whatever, pennies. Take some pocket change with you. Put it in a soda can. Put it in a beer can. Mm-hmm. Put it in the water bottle and shake the heck out of it when you're yelling. Yeah,
that would make it
increase the noise volume.
That would make it a noisemaker. I mean, can you fit a nickel? Can you fit a nickel? Can you fit coins in the top of an aluminum beer bottle or a water bottle?
Yeah, you know, if you had some dimes or some pennies or some quarters, you could probably in a soda bottle, in a Coke can or a beer can, you could probably get them in there. And in a soda bottle, you could definitely fit dimes in there.
Yeah. All right. Good suggestion. I appreciate the comment. Here's a text that says, "Scoot, everybody has a keychain with keys on it. Take the keychain and shake the keys to make noise." Oh, a keychain? Really? Wait, let me get my keychain. Okay. Which makes more noise? Or, ah! Want to hear it again? Ah! Okay, so. You know, I don't want to shoot down your idea. I love creativity, but I just want to be honest about what really makes more noise. Ian Hoke, a studio producer, said the decibel level on our equipment indicated that the keys did not win the noise challenge there. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Also coming up, I want you to hear from somebody else who was in line to get tickets for the Rolling Stones at 2 o'clock this morning when I was out there doing live WWL Radio Facebook. There it is. That's the Bobby Hebert Houdat chant. If you were the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins. That's area code 504 260-9467. Eighth caller wins the tickets from WWL. And it is time to get this party started. And the city is ramping up. Tomorrow on our Free For All Friday show, we are going to have a blast. That's what we're hoping for this weekend. Taking the Rams to the woodshed. Wayne Labode is on WWL. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Scoot. How are you, man?
I'm good. Wayne, you have just won two tickets to go to the playoff game, Saints-Rams Sunday Superdome. You will be our guest.
And, man, I'm going to tell you, I am as happy as a chicken, a long-haired dog with that winning notification. I have been a Saints fan since day one. I was there, Rams versus Saints, opening season 1967, when my man ran that kickoff back for a 94-yard touchdown.
John Gilliam. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. In fact, my jersey my wife just gave me for Christmas had number 42 on it, his number.
Awesome. Well, Wayne, congratulations. I'm glad you're a listener to WFUL, and you've got tickets. You will be our guest at the Saints-NFC playoff game against the Rams Sunday afternoon in the Dome.
I will be there, and thank you very much.
All right. Don't forget to make as much noise as you can. Also, I'm going to remind you.
I will bring a noise maker with me.
I'm going to remind you in just a minute about the. I'm going to remind you just a minute about the advice Sean Payton has for all of you going to the Dome in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome when it comes to making noise. So he talked about this at the press conference. We'll bring that up in just a moment. So early this morning, I left the comforts of my apartment and I went to the Dome, and there were people at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was cold out there. 2 o'clock in the morning, people were lined up to get tickets for the Stones, which went on sale at 10 o'clock, and the tickets are on sale today for the Louisiana residents only. If you have a Louisiana ID, you can get tickets today. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow for everybody at 9 o'clock. And our friend Susan Cowsill from the Cowsill, she called earlier and she had just gotten tickets to the Rolling Stones. So this was still available this afternoon. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I walk up to this young girl and she's in a sleeping bag. And I talked to some of her and her friends. And I started out by asking her, what's her favorite Stone song?
Gosh, I'm really... I don't even know. I mean, I'm really kind of here for my mom. And so I'm camping out for her.
Because, you know, you would be a young Stones fan. I mean, obviously you would have gotten to the Stones after after they were popular.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're still popular.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right, so you're here for your mom. You must love your mom.
I do. I love her very much.
That's really sweet. Now, is your mom going to use these tickets or is she going to get these tickets and turn around and sell them?
She's 1,000% going to use these. She's regretting the day that she did not see them back in the 70s. So this is her second chance.
Well, that's great. Well, you got snacks with you? You've got your phone?
Yep, got my phone, got snacks, nice and warm. Got some friends here.
These are your friends, or did you make friends when you got here?
Oh, no. These are my friends.
Okay, well, let's see. I couldn't help but notice the PBR.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Pop it. Oh, you're buying tickets for your mom, too?
For myself and my mom, yeah.
Okay. And I'm here buying tickets for my daughter.
Okay, wait. Let me step right over here. What's your name?
Ann.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're buying tickets for your daughter.
Yeah, for myself and my daughter, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this will be a mom and daughter thing?
Yeah, well, and husband and boyfriend, yeah.
Okay, so... everybody can buy just two tickets.
Yes, right.
And you're not going to turn around and sell them to anybody?
Nope. My good friend Johnny B here is buying two for me. And he's just hanging out with us. So I'll get my two for my husband and myself. And he's going to get the two for my daughter and her boyfriend.
So you guys are warm. I mean, look, there's a whole camp. There's a whole camp set up.
We have a great camp set up. I haven't done this since, I think it was 83 when I... camped out at the Assembly Center at LSU to see the police. It's been a long time. Well,
so this must bring back memories for you.
Oh, lots. I've seen the Stones 9 times, and I never thought I would ever make it to 10. But what better way to do it than in my own backyard? I'm so excited.
But this is such a great throwback for you, bringing back the memories of when you stood in line to see the police. And I guess in a way it kind of reminds you that you're still young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Music has no age. Yeah.
And well, you know, it's the music.
Equalizer.
And music is the soundtrack of our lives.
Well,
and
the Stones are the soundtrack of my life, no doubt about it.
All right. So what's a meaningful Stone song for you? I won't ask you your favorite, but what's a meaningful Stone song?
Meaningful Stone song for me is Let It Loose. No doubt about it. Let It Loose. So
there were so many classic hits over the years. I mean, look, let's be honest. I mean, I think we're all pretty amazed that Keith Richards is still alive.
Oh, Keith. Yeah, he keeps going.
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell your kids that drugs are bad for you when they can just say, well, Mom, Dad, look at Keith Richards. He's okay.
That's true. He is a miracle. I mean, they need to put him in the Smithsonian. So.
Thanks for talking to us.
Sure, thank you.
Stay warm.
All right. That was 2 o'clock this morning. People in line to get Stones tickets, and apparently people are still getting Stones tickets this afternoon. Again, I don't know when that's going to actually sell out for the Stones. It may not sell out, and you may have a chance wherever you are here or around the country, if you don't have a Louisiana ID, to get them tomorrow when tickets go on sale for the Jazz Fest in general at 9 o'clock. The Stones did some just incredible songs, and for me, this was one of them. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Very philosophical. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Cheap Trick will be performing before the game, Champion Square. This is one of their songs from the late 80s. That is going to be awesome. Saw him recently at the Sanger. This guy's kicked butt. Tell you, a Robin Zander's voice is as good as it's ever been. He's still hitting all the high notes. And Rick Nielsen is just crazy, which is really fun. So Cheap Trick before the concert, before the game, that's the concert at Champion Square. And Jimmy Buffett is doing the national anthem, so he'll add a little style in there. I wonder how he feels about legalizing marijuana. Anyway, Sean Payton said crowd noise. Don't wait till they get to the line of scrimmage. Like, make noise from the end of the play on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.